Right now, it's time to check in with Penny Rich, who chairs the Orange County Board of Commissioners. OrangeCountyNC.gov is the website. Penny's on the ballot for the primary, and primary season's coming up, so this will be our last meeting until after the primary wraps up. So thank you so much for being here.
That's okay. We'll be back in action on March 5th, so we'll be okay.
And in the meantime, we'll have a bunch of great folks filling in.
Yeah, so I think some of the Orange County folks can come over and talk about some of the things that we're doing, and maybe even talk about them better than I can. So that will be fun. I mean, one of the exciting new things that we have is a solar EV station up in the county. Mm. I don't know if you saw the picture of it. It looks like something from outer space landed in the bus yard there. So, you know, just talking to folks about stuff like that, I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So coming up later on this month, County Commissioners not back in action yet, but next week, Tuesday, first meeting
21st,
of the year.
21st, yeah. Yep. Yeah. So we take a nice little break in between just to, you know, get our brains together. But actually what happens is we'll have a business meeting or two, and then we dive right into budget, as you know. Staff is already doing it, and they have their outlines. They know what they're working with. The county manager has been working with our finance people to tell, you know, direct staff, this is how you have to create your budget. Mm-hmm. So that's all happening, and we will start our budget deliberations. We'll start seeing some stuff the end of March, beginning of April.
This is not the big budget year, though, is it?
It's interesting that you asked that. When I was on the Chapel Town Council, we did a 2-year budget,
right.
And then so there was one big year and then not. The county does it a little bit differently. We do a 5-year budget, but mm-hmm. we only vote on the first year. So we do it. The projection is for 5 years, and then we have the 6 to 10, you know, the out in the distance, and that's good to have too, because it gives you an idea of what you need to be funding in the future. So it's a little bit different, and there's no big or non-big or smaller or you know whatever.
You follow it on the state level as well. Like they say, there's one big year and one small year.
We don't know what they're doing anymore, though. They recessed finally today, though, right? Or is it yesterday?
It was at the end of the day yesterday.
So finally. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's about $44,000 a day to keep them in action. Kind of sad. But anyway, it'll be exciting to be back. We'll have, the agenda is not too busy. Regular agenda. Well, we have some proclamations. Of course, it's National Mentoring Month in January. We kind of missed that boat, but we'll still read that proclamation. AWAS is going to give us an update. They give us a quarterly update, and that's kind of important to find out what some of the projects that they're doing. And then the Food Council will give us an update on what's going on there. Mm-hmm. Regular agenda. We're going to talk about the census. We're not. We're going to talk about the Green Track.
Okay.
You and I said census before we came on.
Well, we'll talk about the census, because I know county and local officials are already getting the word out about that. Yeah.
So we're ready to move forward with some resolutions on the Green Track. And yes, we're attempting resolutions again. And so we are going to do what we're calling an overall governing agreement. And that's going to take a while. We're not going to be seeing that anytime soon, maybe a couple of months down the road. Mm-hmm. And then the resolution that we're all being asked to pass, all being the partners, Carrboro, Chapel Hill, and Orange County, is a resolution on how to move forward with an environmental study. Mm-hmm. And then there will be another vote on the environmental study. So we have 3 action items that we have on the Green Track. Now, we have an overall MOU. We have an MOU that's specific to the environmental study, and then the scope of the environmental study. So those last two are the ones that we're going to be trying to get all the partners on board with. We'll be voting on it. Carrboro has it. I think there were a couple of tweaks that we had to make, and then we're crossing our fingers that Chapel Hill comes through this time, and we all can move forward.
Time frame, is this a spring thing? Or?
So, you know, it's hard to do an environmental study during the winter. However, the past couple of days, it really hasn't been winter.
Yeah,
so,
right.
I mean, you know, it's hard because, you know, the traditionally the streams aren't flowing, and you don't have the, you know, things are hidden. Things are, you know, it's not like the spring. So it will probably happen as the winter starts dying down. We'll probably get that study rolling. In the meantime, it'll give us enough time to look at that governance document and move on with that. So, good stuff. I think we're moving in the right direction there. We also have our steering committee for the new transit plan. We finally have that together. They have not met yet. but we were just talking a little bit about that. So we're ready to put them in action and unleash them. Durham has come up with a pretty good plan. I think they're going to present it. Actually, they presented it this morning at the MPO. I wasn't able to go there because I had to go to the Visitors Bureau meeting. Mm-hmm. And so we'll make sure that we, you know, coordinate with our partners, because we do want to continue with regional transit.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And important. I mean, that's such a huge deal. I mean, we've got a good Orange County transit system. We can always improve it and tweak it and make it better, but it's pretty good. It's the regional transit
that's going to be
such a big deal down the road.
And we really do need to figure it out. I mean, it is the trend now. You'll hear about also is this effort to make all transit fare free in the triangle now. And we're talking to our partners in Wake. We're going to have a meeting with the MPO and the CAMPO, the two planning organizations. I believe that's towards the end of the month. And we'll see what the conversations are about that. I mean, Wake is fairly new to this, bigger transit system. They had a small transit system, but now they're, moving forward with the bus rapid transit and putting more bus hours on. So we need to see where they are. They seem fairly organized, so be exciting to work with them as well.
Awesome. Other things on the agenda for Tuesday?
Well, not really as far as, like, on the regular agenda. We've got a lot of stuff on the consent, and someone over the holiday asked me, how do you decide whether something moves to consent agenda or not? Mm-hmm. And so let's just talk about consent for a second. Consent agenda means that there are items that we've either talked about before or we've had in front of us a number of times. Mm-hmm. And you've gotten to the end of the road on that discussion, and it feels like everybody is in agreement, so you put it on consent, and everybody does what you're doing now. They shake their head, and they vote yes. There is the ability, though, to pull something off consent, and the way that the county commissioners do is once you pull it, we have a discussion about it. Hopefully that person, the staff person, will be there because we're asking you to tell us beforehand before you pull it. We go through it, see if we can answer any of the questions that a commissioner might have, and then, 9 out of 10 times we'll go ahead and vote on it, up or down. And then sometimes, it has to go back to staff because it didn't quite make it.
How often does that happen?
Not often, Aaron. Mm. I think the staff does a really good job. Because we talk about it before the meeting also, if you do have additional questions, that staff is ready for them and has. They write the agenda items for us, so they know it in and out. Let me just give you an example of something, why it doesn't have to be. For example, the Orange County Sportsplex Fieldhouse Stormwater Control Measure. There's nothing to debate about that. You have to control stormwater. Mm. So, something like that, you can just go on consent. If someone wants to know more information, they can. That doesn't mean that the agenda item doesn't have all the information in there. It does.
Right.
So you can go back and refer to it. But there's stuff like that. So we have, we have letters A through I coming up. The only thing that I can say maybe someone will pull is we had a memorandum of understanding with the other Carborough. I'm like, Carborough.
It's early in the year. It's fine. We're all still waking up.
Carborough, Chapel Hill. We had agreement on Rogers Road and the sewer extensions. And what we were trying to do is to get one plumbing company in there to work on all of it. Well, guess what? That didn't work out. Mm-hmm. So we have to go back and amend that, and we're going to break that down. So that's the kind of thing that goes on consent. We talk to Chapel Hill. We talk to Carborough. Everybody's in agreement. It's not a big deal. So those kinds of things. But, people do feel left out sometimes when they look at A through I and they're like, wait a second, did we talk about them? Yes, we did.
You just completely jinxed the Orange County Sportsplex.
I know.
Come 2026, when that big storm happens, everyone's going to go back and be like, why didn't we do a different thing?
We should have talked about it. I know.
Speaking with County Commissioner Penny Ridge, orangecountync.gov is the website. You can get more information on county government, including the agenda for the meeting is out at this point,
it
right?
It is Thursday, correct. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow it'll be out.
Yeah.
So tomorrow you'll be able to get the full agenda, but videos from past meetings already on there. We'll talk about this more as we get further into the winter and spring, but we're not going to see you for a month and a half, so we got to talk about the census and what the county is doing to get the word out and what's happening locally on
that. So it was really important for the county and the municipalities to somewhat come up with a plan, but then get the greater community involved. Mm-hmm. Government knocking on doors and counting people is just not a good thing. So you need to get the churches and the libraries and, you know, where people hang out and people sort of like, you know, the coffee shops and, you know, out in the county you have, you know, these local little groceries that people hang out. The waste and recycling centers, believe it or not, are places where people hang out and talk. So we are in full campaign mode with our information officer, getting information out. We will be doing an update at the Assembly of Governments, which is coming up on the 28th. Is that right? Mm-hmm. January 28th? Is that
I don't know. We're looking it up.
Wow, my head is like, wait a second.
I was gone all last week, so.
So you're blaming me for this. Yes, the AOG meeting is on Tuesday, January 28th in the Witted Building. So we got that right, yeah. And we're going to have a discussion there because just an updated discussion with all the governmental bodies in place. So, you know, the feds are hiring people. It's $20 an hour if you want a part-time gig or just some extra beer money. You need to make sure you sign up to do that. You have to go through some training, and we're really pushing to try and get everybody counted. Yeah. It's important.
And it's basically just a big effort that involves every single municipal agency just to make sure that everyone is filling out the census and getting counted.
Yeah.
It's like a get out the vote effort, except with get out the vote, you're excited if 65% turn out.
Right.
With this, it's got to be 100.
No, it's got to be. And you know, the biggest concern are there's two concerns.
Yeah.
One is it's the electronic version of it. And you know, out in the county, we do not have great broadband.
Yeah.
And so we're encouraging people to come to places like the senior center and the library to come and fill out the census.
Yeah.
And they can get help there doing it. So it should and will go smoothly.
That threw me so much when I heard about that because, I mean, the census, like everything else, is now caught up in politics and all the questions about citizenship and everything.
Sure.
And everyone's saying, oh, you know, Trump administration is trying to manipulate and fiddle with the census to increase Republican representation. But doing it electronically can only hurt the count out in the rural parts of the country, which you would think would be more Republican heavy. You would, if you're a Republican, you would want as much of an effort to count the rural parts of the county as possible. So the fact that it's been so heavily on the electronic count is weird to me.
It's very odd. And and I mean, you know, think about
not that it should be politically strategic, but like if that's what people are thinking, then you should be going out of your way to count people out in the rural parts of the county.
And then, like you said, you know, we want everyone to be counted. We don't care if you're documented or undocumented. Mm-hmm. We need to be everyone needs to be represented. And that's going to be a challenge because people are scared. They don't want to come out. So we are going to rely heavily on the Family Success Alliance and Partnership for Homelessness to make sure that those representatives and you know, sort of those folks that are navigators get out there and talk with people. So it could be a challenge, but you know, we're crossing our fingers that it's going to go smoothly.
OrangeCountyNC.gov for more information. Got to wrap up before we do. Other things that people ought to know about in county government?
You know, not right now. I think the idea of getting back into action for us will be it'll be really good. And you know, starting to get petitions. We've got a rolling schedule. We've got a lot of work sessions coming up before we even hit budget. You know, things that we just didn't get to finish in 2019, and here we are in 2020, and we get to finish them. So, yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there.
There you go. OrangeCountyNC.gov for more information on county government. And,
bye, Aaron. I'll see you in a month.
Talk to you in a month and a half. Yeah.
You'll be good.
Talking with everyone else.
I know. Look, I talk to Brighton every other day, so that's good. It's all good. You're always here. You're always with me.
County Commissioner Penny Rich, thank you so much.
Awesome.